This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Steamboat Springs has closed a stretch of the Yampa River that runs through the city to commercial use. The Steamboat Pilot reports the closure will suspend things like running tubes and guided fishing. The city has asked all river users, including tubers, paddleboarders, anglers, and swimmers, to voluntarily stay out of the river. The river is closed because the water temperature is too high and flows are dropping with ongoing extreme drought conditions. Mudslides have also shut down highways around the state. Colorado School of Mines geologist Paul Santi tells Colorado Matters that the risk is high everywhere during the monsoon season. He says Interstate 70 is particularly vulnerable, especially in Glenwood Canyon.
In a lot of places, you're looking at whatever's built at the mouth of a single canyon. But now here we have this linear feature that runs for miles. So it feels like most of the slides that come down are going to impact this highway.
He says people should try to avoid driving in the mountains during rainstorms.
If I was seeing thunder clouds forming above the Glenwood Canyon, I would just stop in Glenwood Springs and have a coffee and take a break.
Santi says mudslides also happen in places without burn scars, like the one that closed US 285 near Poncha Pass this week. Coming up in just a few minutes, a case that illustrates the inequality of mass incarceration. We'll hear from journalist Emily Bazelon and the man she helped get exonerated. That story on Fresh Air, this hour from CPR News and KRCC. It's going to be another hot one around the state. In Denver, the record high is 103. Moisture from some isolated thunderstorms will keep us closer to 100. Tomorrow, we'll get into the upper 90s with another slight chance of storms. Colorado Springs will see a high of 93, Pueblo 97. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.